Watching football as a spectator has changed a lot over the years. Hooliganism and crowd problems used to be a major issue in the UK, particularly in the 1970s. What is a hooligan? It is a type of sports fan who just wants to start trouble. The phenomenon is not new. One of the earliest known instances of crowd violence in a sport happened in the ancient Constantinople. Two chariot racing teams, the Blues and the Greens, were involved in riots which lasted around a week in the 6th century. There were tens of thousands of deaths, and nearly half the city was burned or destroyed. A not nearly so extreme example is an incident that I witnessed in the early 1980s in Northern England. It was a league game between Liverpool and Manchester. Some rival supporters confronted each other less than amicably, and the police had to be brought in. Some people got injured. Fortunately, that kind of incident is much less common these days. There are lots of new rules and regulations on football grounds. Clubs and authorities have introduced campaigns to stop offensive behaviour. This has been so successful that it has become a family-friendly experience to watch football games in recent years.